I have a confession to make. I'm not a completer finisher. If a book doesn't grab me, interest or intrigue me within the first few chapters, I ditch it. I've never finished Moby Dick. My wife thinks this is appalling. She will be tutting and humping through a book to the end. I can't see the point. I read for pleasure and make no apology for that. Sometimes I'm a strangely compulsive reader and I'm not particularly discriminating either. One summer, I confessed to reading all the Sharp books by Bernard Cornwell back to back, one after the other. I had a weird reading hangover after that and couldn't pick up a book for weeks. Someone suggested Cornwell's Copperhead series, which continues Sharp's adventures, and I felt weary at the thought. Maybe it was like drinking moonshine straight from the still tube. I don't know. I did a similar thing with Ian Rankin's Inspector Rebus. I think this may be a vestige of my teen years spent reading pulp fantasy series. I read a lot of children's books too, but I have to be in the right mood or I become ultra critical and the book will never be finished. Every now and then, I will start a book with this, "Come on then, let's see what's so good about you" frame of mind, only to be completely blown away by it. The Lie Tree by Frances Harding drew me in and wouldn't let me go. Again, looking back to my teen years, I was a compulsive Marvel Comics collector. I had thousands of comics and bought back issues and first editions. I stopped reading comics in my late teens, sold my collection and more or less lost touch with that world. I've dabbled with graphic novels since then, enjoying the Fables books by Bill Willingham and a few other things that friends have passed on to me. Recently, I discovered Joe Hill, Stephen King's son, and through his books, I started reading his Lock and Key graphic novels. These felt very cinematic and dark. From there, I found Witches by Scott Snyder, a graphic that has the creepiest premise I've encountered for quite some time. I've read the graphic novel of Moby Dick. How's that for a literary confession for you? There are few things I reread. Short stories, perhaps. M.R. James is a favourite of mine. But the visual element of a graphic novel invites rereading and reflection. It's not unlike watching a film for me. I love poetry, and I'm particularly fond of traditional ballads and folk songs. I've lost many hours reading them online, but I love dipping into the new Penguin book of English folk song, or even the old one. I'm not a joiner in, and for some reason I find it hard to get enthusiastic about a book that is very popular or recommended to me. It's a little perverse, but I'd rather discover my own favourites, thank you very much. Social media is the new thief of time, and at the moment I've handed my passwords to Mrs. Mayhew so that I can concentrate on writing and not on reading the latest Facebook posts or Twitter controversy. I have to say, it's one kind of reading I haven't missed.